how much may a change in prime minister affect the situation? I mean, I can't think it'll have a massive effect, but Maliki does seem to be a bit of a roadblock.
He's more of a roadblock in the minds of our politicians and diplomats here in London and Washington than he is there. Maliki commands everything he can see from his toilet window and nothing more. There is no Iraqi troops outside of the Green Zone. Maliki is part of the problem. He has no authority beyond the Tigris River in Baghdad. The Green Zone is as far as his rule goes. So he's pretty much irrelevant to this. Of course, if you listen to our diplomats and politicians, they will say, we mustn't do anything to cause the breakup of the Iraqi state. Well, I can tell you the Iraqi state doesn't exist at this point. The Islamic State exists. That's a fact. The Kurds are on their own in the Kurdish regional area, and they're hard up against it. And as I say, and that's in Erbil, and the nearest Iraqi soldier would be 300 or 400 miles south in the Green Zone in Baghdad. So the Iraqi state doesn't exist.
I mean, that's a very, very interesting thing to say, because I don't think I've heard anybody actually acknowledge that before. But I think you're absolutely right. If the Iraqi government has no control over its country, then it might as well not exist in a sense.
Well, it's a question of is it ever going to come back to power? Well, the fact of the matter is the Iraqi army, because Maliki purged all the American trained officers out of the army and put his mates in, they were the people who led the runaway. So the Iraqi army, even if we started training it tomorrow, wouldn't be in a fit state to do anything for 2 or 3 years. So I think you can discount them. As for the Islamic State, we have to decide we either want the Sunni tribes to reject them and destroy it. They're the only people that can destroy it. Air power won't do it. We hear a lot about talking about air power, etc. The Islamic State very carefully watched what Hamas did in Gaza, hiding amongst the population. The Israelis were a bit more careless in terms of how they applied air power and did kill 1,800 innocent civilians were killed. The Islamic State would like our air power to do that so that they could force the Sunni tribes on their side. We got to be careful we don't do that. So the Islamic State can only be defeated on the ground by people from the former Iraq, and that means the Sunni tribes. So we got to start talking to them. We need to start giving them some guarantees. But I can tell you, if as a tribal sheikh, what I'd be asking is two things. I'd want to talk to a man I trust with. And as I said in my piece, the only man I know is General John Allen, who spoke to them in Anbar in 2007, who they trust. And what I'd want to know from him is, first of all, if my young men spill their blood, will you back us up the way you're backing up the Kurds? And secondly, I would need assurances that if we did defeat the Islamic State, we're not doing it in order to see a return of Maliki and oppression for the Sunnis, because that's not what we're fighting for. That's why they've gone to them. So they need those conditions before they rise up. Currently, that debate isn't happening.